Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, Jason. Happy July, baby.
Happy July, Samantha, Dawn, Titsalo.
Hello, survivors. Happy July. Thank you for tuning in to Survival Jobs, a podcast in collaboration with a Broadway World.
For sure. And Sam, I want to try something a little different today.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I listen to this podcast called In the Thick, and they always start with a temperature check just to see where the hosts are coming from, right? So, like, you know, because we're very sensitive people, we're artists as well, and we bring a lot into this. So I just wanted to check on how you're doing. And then, yeah, just to see.
Okay, so honestly, I'm not doing awesome. You know, life is beautiful. I'm so grateful for all of the things I have and all of the opportunities I have. But I've been going through like some crazy family drama for about 2 months, and it's like kind of catching up with me. So I'm just feeling a little heavy between that. And then also and I'll let you go off on this because I don't think I have the strength to talk about another shooting in our country. I mean, listen, I'm not like at my happiest today on this mic check. But you know what? We got to just keep it moving. That's life. We have good days. We have bad days. And like you said, I think, you know, we are a special breed of people where like things really stick with me. I wish I had that personality trait or gene that like something crazy could happen and it's just blessed and released. And that people can like compartmentalize things and be like, well, this happened and I'm moving on. Me, I'm like, well, this happened and now I have to think about all of the things that led up to it and like what's going to happen next and da 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 da. But I have therapy today.
Yes, that's good.
Shout out to Joanne, my therapist who we love. How about your temperature check? Yeah, hello, Joanne. What's up, girl? How about your temperature check?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I go through this thing where it's like there's so much disaster in our country, but we have to keep moving on. Like, I feel like we never get to process these things happen and they continue to happen, and we're just expected to keep moving. And it's like, I never know how to feel about that. And I always feel like I'm always in this like haze. So I guess that's pretty much how I feel. I've been in like a haze, and yeah, I mean, life is tough. So, you know, we gotta look out for each other. I think that's important to just ask people how they're doing, ask our friends how they're doing. Cause I think sometimes we just get so busy in life and keep moving and moving and moving, but we need to connect with people, and we really should check in with people and make sure your squad, your peeps, your community, you know, the people that you're seeing on a day-to-day basis or the people you don't see on a day-to-day basis are doing okay. You know,
that's right. That's right. Speaking of haze, that's how I feel about this weather today. Like, not to change from temperature check. I walked outside today to get a coffee and I'm like, I can't. It's like I'm walking through like haze. Does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense.
I feel like in a haze, breathing in this heat as I'm sitting here in a sweater. It was cold before my apartment.
That's funny.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Jason, I love our new temperature checks. That's nice.
Yeah. You know, we're bringing a lot to this and we're trying to be authentic. So I don't think we should hide our feelings at the end of the day, you know?
I agree. We're humans. We're hosts. We're humans. We're hosts.
You're human hosts. Yeah. No, but even, you know, even I talked about this like very briefly, but, you know, I am trained actor in Meisner, right? And even in Meisner, when you like, you have a character, and if you, if you're yourself, or like, you know, if you have a pain in your arm or your shoulder, like I do, you like bring that to your character. You don't just ignore that feeling, you know? So I think that's important for us to just, you know, have these check-ins and just check in with people in your lives. It's tough out there.
Yeah, man, it is tough out there. But Jason, it's July, and July is a big month for you, babe. So can we talk a little bit about Bridgeport Film Fest? Do you have any updates for the listeners?
Yes, we have.
For me, I need some updates too.
Yeah, well, we are early bird tickets. We extended our early bird tickets until July 10th. So if you're listening to this before then and you want to come get a cheaper ticket, we're showing 88 short films. We have some cool special guests that are confirmed, like comedic icon Lisa Lampanelli is going to be
at the festival,
right? And we have Ivory Aquino. She is an actor in upcoming Batgirl HBO Max film, starring alongside Leslie Grace and J.K. Simmons and Brendan Fraser and Michael Keaton. And she's going to be with Lisa talking about how did they get to where they are in their careers. You know, so that's a really cool panel that we're doing. And, you know, Robin said he's going to make an appearance either in person or virtually. So we have some cool people coming along, and we might be doing a live survival jobs recording.
Yes.
We're trying to get our guests to confirm, but we have a really cool guest that we want to confirm, and we're just waiting for the official announcement. And if it doesn't it doesn't work out, but it'll be
cool. That would be so fun. And that'll be our first live show.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can start doing live survival job shows all of the time.
Yeah. I mean, the world is getting back to, you know, being open, and you know, I think that'd be really fun, you know. And how epic would that be?
Epic. Scary. Kind of scary, because we can't edit really. If we have a moment. Yeah, no, that would be awesome. But yeah, I'm so excited for the festival. As always, I'm so proud of you juggling so many things and jobs and creative endeavors and just killing the game in every single one. So that's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trying.
I mean, you are. We're all doing the best we can, you know, and just breathing in the summer. Jason, I saw a concert over 4th of July weekend.
Which
at
one?
Jones Beach, for my first time ever at Jones Beach. Have you ever been?
I don't think so. I always wanted to, because I used to listen to 106.1 WBLI. We always have like stuff happening at Jones Beach. And I always wanted to go, but I never did. So
yeah, it's amazing. I had never been. And the venue is literally surrounded by water. So it's so beautiful on a beautiful summer night to just sit and listen to music and like feel the water around you. You know what I mean? So I saw the Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks. They're doing their Gaslighter tour, and that album.
Yeah, they got rid of that name. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I just always been like, you know, when you know something as one thing for so long and you have to like adjust to the change.
Yeah.
But they were amazing. And that album that came out, Gaslighter, came out like right in the beginning of the pandemic. And I was going through a breakup. And that out, God, I'm heavy today. I'm talking about drama, breakups.
Yeah, you let it all out.
Damn. But that album sort of got me through that breakup, and I would run to it. It's such a good album, and it's so real. So it was really great to see that live.
Yeah.
At Jones Beach. But yeah.
Sounds like a really fun time.
I think they're going to be in Boston. I think they were in Boston yesterday. Never mind. It's fast. But yeah, so, you know, in conclusion, a lot is sad and wrong in the world. And we said this last week as well, but like, it's so great to always have art to turn to and art to focus on and to put our energy into. Take that broken heart and turn it into art, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Preach. You preaching.
Yeah, let's jump into our guest. And do you have anything else you want to address in mic check? Anything you want to say to the listeners? Any shout outs you want to give before we talk about our guest, who I'm so excited for everyone to listen to this episode?
Yeah, I did want to say a quick also for anyone who can't make it to the festival, we do have a crowdfunding campaign going on. So if you want to donate to a nonprofit organization that's doing good in the world, check out my Instagram or the Bridgeport Film Fest Instagram for more details. We have our link tree on there and you can read all about that. And yeah, I wanted to give two shout outs, I think, Sam, to our friend, Robert Peter Paul, whose podcast, The Art of Kindness, celebrated their 1-year anniversary this past week. So shout out to Robert. He was also one of our guests. Do you remember what number he was?
I believe he was episode number 4, guest number 3.
So good at remembering that.
You know why? Because the early ones I remember. And then now I don't know anything. I don't even know what episode this is. 42.
42. There. Yeah.
Yeah. He was guest number 3, episode 4.
Yeah. So shout out to him because I think that's amazing. And he's going to be at Broadway Con this weekend. So you should all see him. He's doing a live recording of his podcast. So if anybody is around going to Broadway Con, you should definitely check that out. I think there's still tickets for Broadway Con. So you definitely should do that. And then I also wanted to give a shout out to I don't think you know him very well, Sam, but his name is Tom Michael. He was a really cool guy. He always used to come into our old restaurant. That's where I met him. He's a very talented musician, and he's so supportive of our podcast. So I wanted to say, hi, Tom. Thank you for always being so nice. And he listens to every episode at the gym. And he always like,
Tom!
I know, right? And that's so cool. And he's always like, nice. I learned this, or I really appreciate this about the podcast, like this week. And it's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, someone really cares. And
that's
nice. It's like you see the numbers of people who listen, but then to actually get the feedback and like reach out is really cool. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to Tom. And I was gonna say to Tom and Tommy, because our guest is Tommy Rocco today. Shout out to Tom and Rob, man.
Yeah.
I love that. I love this new mic check. We have a temperature check, we shout out, we're doing the thing.
Yeah, we have to. We have to give the love back that we receive, you know, and I think we have to be
for sure.
The change in the world that you want to be, you know, that you want to see. I'm just talking in circles now. So anyway, let's get to Tommy Bracco.
Bring you back to the haze, baby. We have a haze brain, haze.
Do you want to tell them, please?
Yes. So I don't know if I said this on the episode. I may have. So I've known Tommy for years and then we reconnected. I saw him at Bedwetter. We were both at Bedwetter at the same night. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you haven't come on the show yet. And he was like, whenever you want, like, I'll be there. And so he came on and it was so fun. He's so great and kind and smart and talented. So we're pumped for you guys to listen to this.
Yeah.
So just a little, I know, so loving and giving and just a good human all around. And that's what we need is like, bringing it back to Rob's podcast, Art of Kindness. We need kind people, kind artists, kind energy, like surrounding us. And I think Tommy embodies that. So just a little quick blurb about him so y'all can be ready. Tommy Bracco was born, raised, and still resides in Staten Island, New York. His Broadway credits include the original casts of Pretty Woman the Musical and Disney's Newsies. Tommy also competed on CBS's reality competition show, Big Brother. Boom. And also, he's done a million other things, and he has a million other talents, but that's just a little snippet for you guys to learn a little bit about him. Enjoy the episode.
I got to say one more thing.
Yes.
I still didn't have a voice for this one, remember? I was still like...
Oh, yeah.
So...
I think your voice went out like mid episode.
Weird. Very, very weird. But so apologies in advance for you all listening. It's not the like the nicest sounding interview, but you know, we did what we had to do.
Listen, the show must go on sometimes, you know? Sometimes.
Yeah.
If we were on Broadway, your standby would have come in mid show.
Yeah. Can I get a standby for this show? No, I
don't think no. I can't talk to anybody else.
You imagine someone popped in the middle of the interview, like.
Yeah. Hey, I'm taking over. I'm like, who are you? No, you're not. I need Jason. Damn it.
That's hilarious. Anyway.
Enjoy the episode, guys.
Enjoy the episode, y'all.
Hi, Tommy.
Yay. Hi, guys.
Yay, we made it.
I'm so happy to talk to you.
I'm so happy to talk to you both. You're the best. This is great. Oh.
No, Samantha's you're literally the best. No, Tommy's way, the best. We're all the best wherever we are. Let's just give a shout out to Bedwetter because it reunited me and Tommy, and now we're all here together. So shout out.
And it was so good.
So good.
It was so good. I was obsessed with it.
So freaking good. So freaking funny. Jason, you need to get so different. Right? I didn't know what to expect going into it. I'm like, Sarah Silverman's so funny. So you would think it's just going to be sticky the whole time. But then it got deep and I was like, oh, damn.
It was really good because, well, it's so funny because I was telling people about the show afterwards. I was like, oh my God, it was so funny. I laughed the whole time. But then I tell the premise of the story and it's dark, depressing, and horrible.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, how was that funny? I'm like, I don't know, but it really was.
It works.
It really was. Yeah. She's an icon and brilliant, brilliant person. So, Tommy, let's jump right in because we got a hard out time.
Let's do it.
This podcast is called Survival Jobs. We love to talk to artists, performers, actors of all kinds about survival jobs and how they got to where they are. So do you have a survival job from your past that is like your favorite or has positively impacted who you are today as an artist, as a human, all the things?
I have a survival job today that I love and that has done all of those things. So I work with social media as kind of my main source of income right now. And because it was like I was doing well with it for myself and I people on Staten Island, it's a very small island. Everybody talks, everybody knows everybody. My friends and my family was like telling their friend that I do this. Basically, my survival job is taking pictures and videos for three restaurants on Staten Island and managing their social media pages as well. And I love it. It's so great. I get to be really creative. It's really cool. I get to eat a lot of great food. And
oh my gosh,
it's
along.
Super fun. Yeah, it's good.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, that's win-win. Like, you get free food. Get to try all the good foods.
Yeah,
all the good foods.
Great. Yeah, it's awesome. So that's my survival job. I love it.
And it's like creative in a way. It's like you're being creative still. That's amazing.
100%. It's very creative because we're always looking for new, fresh ideas to stand out and not just post the photo of the food. It's also planning events for the restaurants and finding out new creative ways to get their audience engaged. It's really cool.
And then you built a community of people. I imagine you're like meeting a ton of new people.
Yep. It's great. It's really cool. Yeah. We have like movie nights and then we're doing videos to promote the movie nights. It's so awesome. Yeah. We love it. It's going really well too. It's good.
And then you can use those skills too for like your own brand and your own like social media, like all the stuff you're learning from your job to promote yourself because
100%. Yeah, it's really good. So that's my survival job. I love it.
Oh, okay. So let's flip it and reverse it. Let's talk about your worst survival job story. Something that just like when you think back, it just like gives you shivers. if you have one, some people are fortunate.
Some people do not. Yeah.
I honestly don't. Like, I haven't had many survival jobs, but the only other survival job that I had, I do the payroll for my family's hair salon, but I love that. That's so great. I get to do math. When do you have to do math in real life? I get to do math when I do the payroll, and I love it. It's really fun. But then I also did, back when I was like 16 years old, I was dancing at Sweet 16s. As like the party motivator. And that was super fun, but that was my only other survival job. And I did love it. It was good. So I don't know if I have any bad ones.
First of all, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say like, I love math.
I really like math, but those are my literal only three survival jobs that I've had. Two of them I still do, the payroll and the social media consultant and manager. But the dancer for the Sweet 16s, I've outgrown that one. But yeah. I would do it. I would do it if I still could.
Yeah. Did you like have fun outfits? Or did just like blacks?
No, it was just blacks with a different color tie depending on what like the theme was. If the theme was like cotton candy, then we'd be wearing a pink tie. It was always just the changing of the color of the tie. But it was great. Yeah, when you sign up, they're like, you walk in the first day, they're like, welcome to E Squared. And they hand you like 40 colored ties. And they're just like, here's all you're going to need.
Welcome like, to E Squared.
Got it. Got my ties. Got my 40 ties. Got my black shirt. I'm good.
I'm ready. And I got my dance moves. Hey.
Yeah, these hips don't lie, baby. These hips don't lie.
That's what it's all about. That's it.
Oh my God, that's so fun. Okay, I want to jump in and talk about Newsies. Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. How was that? Like, what was that process like? The audition process. I want to talk about like the audition process for Broadway and how it grew, because I know that you guys were like not expecting to have a long run. And then can you tell us what it was like to then film for Disney Plus?
Oh my gosh.
Good question.
It's really hard to put it into words, but like, it was something that you always dream of, especially at that age. I was like, you know, it was a long time ago at this point. And I was so hungry and I wanted this dream so bad. And I was fighting so hard and giving everything that I got. It worked out. Like, you know, all of my dreams came true when I did Newsies. We got to do the Thanksgiving Day Parade, the Tonys, the original cast recording, like literally just every dream that you could have as a young aspiring Broadway performer. We checked every box and then we got to make it into a movie. Like it's very difficult to put into words, because at this point it does feel like a lifetime ago, but to now what Newsies means to me is like, see, people will write to me and tell me like, I'm doing Newsies at my school and it's literally my favorite show and I'm playing Spock Conlon, and like reach out and like to see that this piece that we created is still affecting people and still has an effect. And it made a huge impact, and to be a part of something like that, it was way bigger than us and we didn't realize it at the time. At the time we were just having fun. We were like, yeah, with my best friends, this is amazing. Like, we're making theater and doing what we love. But like now, like, as you know, how many years later, I don't even know, but I'm just like seeing the effects.
Like 5 years.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I can't count. I can't do that math. But that math, don't ask me.
But you're like, I don't love math anymore.
No, yeah. but it like seeing what it means to me today is just like, the effects that it still has on people and the impact that it's made. I'm going to teach in like a couple of weeks. I'm flying to Texas to go teach like a theater company is putting up Newsies and we're going to help them put it up. And it's so amazing. Oh, it's the gift so that fun. Keeps giving.
Yeah. That really is.
Yeah. Okay, that's so another survival job, teaching. So that's part of it. Yeah. Teaching and theater are really connected. They're one.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, they go hand in hand. When you're not doing the thing, you're teaching others how to do the thing and giving back in that way. So
and sharing I do love that too. And experiences.
Yeah. I love that, Tommy.
Yeah.
Also, so can you talk about, because you also were in the Pretty Woman OG cast, right? You played Julio?
Julio.
Julio, well, I'm sorry.
Funny story. No, you don't apologize. It's funny story because in the movie, his name is Julio.
Yeah.
But then when we went to Broadway, they were like, wait, you're clearly Italian. You can't be named Julio. So we'll just name you Julio. we'll change it to a hard G.
We'll just name you Julio.
we'll change the G sound and then you're good. That's good.
I can't. That's hilarious.
Oh, but like quick sidebar, because you know Tara Llewellyn from Pretty Woman,
yes,
right?
Love her.
So we went to college with her.
Yeah.
Connection.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love her so much. She's amazing.
She's so
yeah,
sweet.
She really is.
So what was that experience like? Because you had one huge show under your belt already. So now you're going to your second one. Was it the same? Like, did you have like any nervousness, or did you feel very confident? Like, okay, this is what I got. Like, I'm a professional actor. I got a show under my belt. I'm ready.
Yeah, it's so funny because, like, the two experiences could not have been more different. At least the audition experiences. Newsies was intense. I went back multiple times. There were thousands of people. Then Pretty Woman, I literally went in, went to like that later that day. We had a call back, and then I got the call that I booked it like later that day. Like, it was so crazy. Wow. But like, I had been in for things and like working and like so hard, and like then I go really quickly to this audition, and it was like in 2 seconds I had it, and it was very cool. But that's why, like, there's no real path in this industry. You can't ever be sure what's going to happen with something. Okay. So with Newsies, I loved doing the show so much, but with Pretty Woman, I loved playing the role so much. It was really cool when we first started, like the original, script, like my character was like in it, like only a little bit, which was fine. I was very happy, but the more that with an original show, the show develops and it continues to change. You literally, when you're in previews, you show up to the theater for rehearsal in the day, and there's a stack of papers of changes that they're implementing into the show that night. So the show was constantly changing, and there was constantly more things were being added to the character for the character. And it wound up being a nice, fun role. So I really loved it. It was great. It was amazing. And I really miss it. I really loved that show so much. It didn't do great, but it was so much fun to do. It was great.
Well, it's on tour now.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I know.
We've had a few guests come on for the tour.
No way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go see it so badly. It looks great.
Yeah. Shout out to Christian and Chris from Who Did.
Christian and Christian. Actually. Yeah. So I went down a rabbit hole last night of you. Even though I've known you for years, I'm not a Big Brother fan. We're transitioning to Big Brother.
Yep.
But also shout out to Ben, who is like a diehard. And when you booked that, he was like wigging out. So last night I was watching. It's the best. So I was up last night until 1 a.m. just YouTubing Tommy Bracco Big Brother, and went down a rabbit hole. So can you tell us, how did you transition from Broadway to Big Brother, and what was the experience like filming that?
Mm-hmm.
Any fun stories you want to share? Any tea you want to spill to the mega Big Brother fans?
Yes. Okay. So I was obsessed with Big Brother literally for as long as I can remember. I was obsessed with the show. I literally just love it. Like, the idea, and the truth is, I'll get into that. Another tangent. Sorry. But okay.
I love Big Brother.
Yeah, I know.
Give us all the tangents.
Yeah. Okay. So I love Big Brother literally just so much. Like, it's my favorite show in the world. I'm truly fascinated by it. And it's funny because there were so many people when I got off the show, casting directors, just all different people in the industry, agents, they would reach out to me and be like, do you understand Big Brother's my favorite show? I think there's something about the show. It's, you know, you lock 16 strangers in a house. They compete for power. Last one standing wins $500,000 at the time. Now it's $750,000. But there's something about the social aspect of it. The social, I know. Get in there, Jason. You got to do it. You got to audition. I'll coach you. Whatever you need, I want you.
Yeah, yes. Jason's smart. I feel like Jason could win. I would be out week one. Like, what?
It's so amazing because there's something about the social experiment that people from our industry are drawn to, I noticed, which is so interesting. Like, there's a connection there, and I don't exactly know what it is, but a lot of people in our industry love that show as well. And I was one of them. I literally loved it. Slept, breathed Big Brother, loved it. And then I tried out 4 times before I got on, because they don't like actors. They don't want actors on the show. They want real people. They literally will get someone from bumblefuck middle of the country. They want they want them, the real people.
Yeah, yeah.
But because I'm an actor, they would push me away, and I got to know them after a while, and they'd be like, Tommy, we don't want actors. And then I would eventually, I was like, I am so much more than an actor. That's my job. But I, like, at my core, Tommy, who I am, is just a huge super fan of the show. So once
you're a real eventually, person.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, but once they got to know that, and they like really put the stigma aside of not wanting an actor on the show, then they were like, okay, let's do this. And it was amazing. It was another dream come true. So different though than Broadway, so different than anything I had done, because our industry tests what you can do. This tested who you are, if that makes sense. And it, or challenged is the better
it's
word.
It's like than, so much more real, right?
Yeah. It was
testing
really,
who you are is so deep.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was such a great learning experience. It was so much fun. I loved it. And now it's super fun being in the reality TV world as well. Like getting to have that world and then my Broadway world. It's great. Broadway world.
Broadway world. Yeah.
Bum, 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 ba-dum.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was so good. I love that.
Yeah, it's great. I'm very happy, very, very hashtag blessed.
Yes.
Yeah. It was amazing. So I love Big Brother. I can't wait. The new season starts very soon. So I'm so excited. I'm going to be at the premiere party. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, fun.
Yep.
Yes.
Is it crazy to like watch it now as a fan, but also like as a past guest? What do you, contestant person
so many,
on the show?
So many people. Well, everybody has different experiences. No, house guest, but you're
house
right.
Guest.
You can call it a
thank
contestant,
you.
House guest, whatever.
Yeah.
But so many people have different experiences. Like one of my good friends can't watch it. She struggles to watch it. She's like, it's like PTSD. I can't do it. But me, I'm just like glued to the television.
Like,
I'm watching the live feeds. I'm literally more obsessed
oh my
than
gosh.
Ever. Yeah, it's great.
Sam, we're going to have to watch. I'm going to be texting you, Tommy. Like,
well,
we're gonna
I
become
did
super
go,
fans too.
You're going to get
down
hooked.
At Tommy Bracco rabbit hole last night of this show.
Like, we got a new season.
There were some wild moments.
Listen, I only watched some YouTube clips, and I'm like, what's up with Nick? What's up with that guy?
Nick, I love him. He's one
what
of my best friends.
On?
He's so great.
That's so nice.
Yeah, he has a baby now. It's great. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yay,
isn't
congrats.
That nice? Like, you can have this one experience, and then you, like, find your people. You, like, find people that stick with you for the rest of your life.
100%. So many of them have stuck with me, and they're my best friends still today.
That's
yeah,
so sweet.
That's great. Yeah.
I go, I love life.
I love life. Me too.
I love your, and not to be like weird, but I love your accent. It's so cute.
Oh, thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate that. I know.
Very, very Staten Island. Love it.
Very Staten Island. Yeah.
Oh.
It's funny anyway. Because like the pandemic hit and I like stopped going into Manhattan and stopped talking to my theater friends. So now I just spend all my time with my family and my accent's worse than ever.
Worse.
It's worse than ever.
It's so good.
I'm dead.
So, love it.
Tommy, you've done Broadway. You've done, excuse my voice is like going away all of a sudden in the middle of this interview. Excuse me.
It's this heat. It's this heat, babe.
It's Pride weekend. Out. You've been out partying,
yeah.
Huh?
It's
I
Pride
wish I was
weekend.
Partying more. Excuse me. But, okay, so you've done Broadway. You've done reality TV. You dabbled in film and you're teaching. Can you share the best advice you've received from someone about doing this? Or advice that you want to share with people about being this multi-hyphenate, dabbling into different areas of entertainment?
So the advice that I love to give is for a while, there was a period in between Newsies and Pretty Woman where I wasn't booking work. I wasn't like, it was like 3.5 years where I was teaching, doing my survival job. But that was it. There were a few regional gigs. Like it was like, you know, it was, I was fine, but I wasn't like booking like a steady gig. And even now I like, because of the pandemic, I haven't booked a steady gig in a long time. It's been like 3 years now. So since Pretty Woman closed, the best advice that I could give. Okay, so tangent again.
I love it.
For a while, I was like trying to be the best one in the room and trying to just, I was comparing myself to everybody else. And I would be like, okay, they're able to do that, so I have to push harder to be able to beat them. And that for me, I think, was the wrong way to think about auditioning. To me, what I've learned is that the key to success, the key to auditioning, is to learn what makes you unique, what makes you different and special, and learning how to highlight that and bring that out and show that off when you go into an audition room. So for me, it's, I'm short, athletic, and I've got this thick New York accent. Like, don't try and be the better version of somebody else. Try and just like highlight what makes me different. And if that works, then it'll work. But, you know, everybody has something that makes them unique and special and different. We're all different. So to me, being successful and doing a good job is learning what makes you different, highlighting that, and getting really good or skilled or whatever at showing that when you go into an audition room. If that makes sense.
That does make sense. What's that quote? Be yourself because everybody else is taken, right?
Yes. And it's so cliche, but it really is. It is, but it's true. Like, that's the truth. It really is. That's what it comes down to for me.
Let me tell you something. That quote I used to put in my bio and all my high school musicals, whatever it is. Who said it? We'll have to find it. And I think I have it on a bookmark that my mom gave me in high school. I think I still have the bookmark somewhere. I have to find it. That's so funny. But it's true.
No, that's so funny. I love that you're just like, be yourself, everyone's taken, like everywhere.
Yeah, like in high school, like in all my cards and all my bios.
I love that,
Little nerd.
No, I mean, it's true though, Samantha. You're always yourself. That's like the best thing about you.
I'm literally filing my nails. I forgot and I like threw this up camera. I'm like, yes, I am.
I love that. Yes. Where's my nail file?
Right? Yeah, I get it. Let's just file our nails for the rest of the interview.
I think I'm due for a mani.
I got a chip. That's why.
I bite my nails. I'm trying to stop.
This is why I get the gel, because then I can't bite.
Oh. I got to go get a gel. That's what
I got to do. Yeah, get the gel. It would be fierce. Okay, so I want to congratulate you. You just graduated college.
Yep.
Yes. This is amazing. So thanks. I think this is really important for our listeners to hear as well. So why did you had already started college and you just went back and finished. So what inspired you to do that? Why do you think it's important after having so much success in so many different areas? Why was it important for you to get your degree and finish that out?
So I'm just the kind of person, I don't like to sit still. I like to be productive. I like to keep moving. When the pandemic hit, I was like, what am I going to do? I can't go back to Broadway. It was 6 months out of Big Brother. So I was like, I'll go back to school. I can't do nothing. So I went back to school on top of working the survival jobs. And that was my life for the past 2.5 years. And it was a good life. Wow. Like it was a good chapter. I loved it. And now I have my degree in psychology. It's really cool. I love it.
Yes.
Where'd
you graduate from?
Oh, College of Staten Island.
Yes. Shout out. Shout out.
Shout out.
I
shot a movie in Staten Island. At
what movie?
Camp Pouch. It's a terrible movie on Tubi. But we shot it at Camp Pouch.
Oh my God. I don't know Camp Pouch. Where's that?
Oh, it's like a Boy Scout camp in Staten Island.
What?
Tommy, oh my gosh. Boy Scouts?
Yeah. I never did Boy Scouts because I was always in dance school. But,
right.
but
oh, yeah.
Oh my God, now I want to go to Camp Pouch.
We got to go to Camp Pouch. Tommy, how fierce are you? You started this interview being like, I love math. You have a degree in psychology. You're a reality TV star, a Broadway star. Let's just keep the checklist going, babe.
Wow, I love you. When you put it like that, I'm like, oh shit, I am pretty cool. Wow. You're like,
yes, gas them up, gas them up.
Yeah, we got to gas it up. Keep it gassed. Oh, but congrats. Thanks. Like, that's really amazing to just like ride through all of these things and do it with passion and pride and fierceness.
Yeah, you're right. You gotta, that's if more advice, like that's the, you have to be like that with this industry. You have to roll with the punches. Mm-hmm. You can only control so much, but all, well, this is my favorite quote. You can't control what's being given to you. You can only control how you handle it. So we can't control the pandemic. We can't control not getting a job, but we can control how we move forward and how we choose to handle that, what we do with that information. So I appreciate that. I do think it's like important for this industry. You have to roll with the punches, and whatever's given to you, you got to go with it. That's it.
Right. And what did we say when I saw you? Kathy Griffin's book. I always shout her out, her autobiography. And she wrote in that, like, say yes to everything.
Yep.
100%. Whatever comes your way, say yes. No matter what it is. Yes. Yes. And.
Yep. I love that. Yeah. I love that. That's what I try and live life by.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Oh my gosh. This is so cool.
It's easy to love Tommy.
I don't want it to end. Cool. So before we wrap up today, we have one more question, and then we're gonna play a really, really fun game.
Great.
I apologize for my voice. This is crazy.
You're fine, no,
it's,
Jason.
It's actually like so sexy. I like it.
Is it?
Yes.
It's hot.
Well, thank you.
I'm here for the rasp.
Good. Good, good. Maybe I'll get a date. Anyway.
Yeah. On Pride weekend. Jason will get a date on Pride weekend.
You feel free to just like sit in it and like enjoy this moment. Like turn it on. You know what I mean? Like roll with it. Oh my God. We're talking about rolling with the punches. You got a raspy voice.
Yeah.
It's sexy. Go with it. Yes.
Sexy.
I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna
use it during the game. Like, let's go. Here we go.
The game.
Well, we have one question before the game. And that is, we had a guest say that if he wasn't able to be artistic anymore or have a career in the arts, he would go back to waiting tables. And he thinks he could be genuinely happy. Is there a survival job you feel that way about?
Yeah, definitely. So I just got my degree in psychology. I think I could be very happy being a therapist. I love talking to people, connecting with people, listening to people. And I think that specifically, I would love to be a therapist for people in the industry, whether it's like reality TV or Broadway or TV film. I think that there's like a lot of ups and downs that come with it and a lot of, you know, just baggage and trauma, honestly.
For sure. I'm just gonna say so much trauma in this industry.
To be honest. So I could see myself being happy doing that just because I love just, you know, connecting with people. That's what it all comes down to, I feel like.
Yeah, you're so warm.
I want you to be my therapist.
I know, right?
Seriously. Sorry, Joanne. No offense to Joanne. Love my therapist, Joanne.
We love Joanne.
But
we'll tag team, me and Joanne.
Yeah. You guys would be a great team, honestly.
No, but you have that warm like energy that's like so inviting. Like, you feel like you can talk to you, you know? And also I feel like that's so important in this industry because, you know, like actors are always, you know, diving into some roles that they may not be ready to take on, or they may not be able to lose those roles after they've done them. Or it's like in general that I think that's important.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you.
Yes. Come on, Dr. Tommy.
Dr. Tommy!
Yeah.
Just in my rainbow shirt. Dr. Obsessed. Tommy.
It's the best. Tommy, thank you so much for coming on. This was lovely. So nice. What a great way to be reunited. Number one.
It was great.
Number one. So, as Jason said, we like to end every episode with a game. I don't think we gave you a heads up, so sorry. Surprise!
Great, love it.
Yes, and this game is called Big Brother or Broadway. We're gonna read you quotes, and you're gonna tell us if you think it's from a Big Brother episode or House Guest or a Broadway show. It's going to be fun.
It might be hard.
Wild.
No, I'm literally so obsessed with this game. I'm bugging out actually right now. I don't know how I've never been able to play this in my yet. This is great.
Big Brother on Broadway. All right.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
I'm nervous. I hope I do well.
I'm nervous too.
Oh my gosh.
Because it might be hard or it might be really easy. I'm not sure.
All right, great.
Okay. First one. Is this Big Brother? Is this from Big Brother or from a Broadway show?
Okay.
I would never wipe my face with a real dollar bill. That's sickening.
It's definitely from a Broadway show.
No, it's from Big Brother. And it was said by Brittany Haynes on season 12.
No way.
I would never wipe my face with a real dollar bill. That's sickening. Season 12, Brittany Haynes.
Okay, cool. Next.
Next.
Once you pass the velvet ropes, your wildest dreams come true.
Broadway?
Yes, yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, we're good. We're 1-1.
Don't worry, we have a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, next.
Wait, how many questions are there? Are we done after this?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So this is the last one?
Oh, we have 7 questions. Oh, okay. And then the interview's done. We'll be out by 11.
No, I mean, like, how many questions? Because I got to keep track in my head where what my score's at. Like, okay. What my percentage is. I'm freaking out. I want to win.
There's 6 questions?
Yeah.
And then a bonus. Oh, and a bonus. 4?
Okay.
There's 6 and a bonus.
Great. We love that.
We've done 2. 4 left. Yes. Okay.
All right. Next. So I'm 1-1.
Number
3.
One.
Let's go.
You're 1-1. Number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, if you want to make the team, fake some self-esteem.
Girl, if you want to make the team. Okay.
Yeah,
so
baby.
That's, yeah, Broadway.
Yes. Legally Blonde, Ben and Snap. Okay. We're coming back. We're coming back hot.
Yeah.
He's not the wolf in sheep's clothing. I am.
Oh, that's got to be Big Brother.
Correct.
Yep. Ian Terry, winner of Big Brother 2012.
Yep, love that. Season 14, okay. The best. One of my favorite players. Okay.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Yeah.
I love him.
Love that.
Also, Brittany Haynes is iconic. How did I not get that? I'm still kicking myself. It's fine.
It's okay.
We're okay.
You know what? It was the first. We're like getting warmed up.
Yeah.
Okay, next. I've got money and looks. I am like drunk with power. This one maybe is hard.
I know, because I could see this being Big Brother also. I've got money and looks. I'm drunk with
power. Follow your guts.
I'm going to go with Big Brother.
That's for Mean Girls.
Damn it!
That is,
oh my God,
that
a broom.
I have a broom.
That is Mean Girls. That is Meet the Plastics. That is Regina George.
Yes, of course. My gosh. All right, well.
Okay, it's fine. You can still redeem this. If you get the last one and the bonus, then you basically even out.
And if I don't, then I don't. And it wasn't meant to be.
And it wasn't meant to be. And we're just all here together. And it's fun.
And it means that you have to come back again for another round.
And do
we'll
better.
Do a rematch. We'll do a rematch. Yeah.
I'm literally obsessed with this game. You actually don't even know. This is sick.
It's a good game, right?
It's Samantha, a great game.
That was awesome, Samantha. Go ahead, girl. Okay. With confidence and attitude, you can walk into any room just like you
like
own the place.
Like you own the place. You gave me a good one. Yes, thank you. You're beautiful. Broadway. Woo!
Yes,
pretty
what if
we
said Big Brother? Oh my God.
That was me. This is last night when I'm in my, doing my Tommy Bracco research, even though I don't have much to do. This is I watched, what morning show are you on? Good Morning America?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Shout out to Andy Carl for being so hot.
Oh, he's so great.
I just want to say it. I just
got to say it. Put it out there. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's so good looking. He's honestly, like, as good looking as he is, his personality is just like what shines even more. Honestly, he's the best. He's so kind, so humble. He's great. Yeah. He's awesome.
Also, like, dear Orfe, don't come for me.
Oh my God. She's
because I
queen.
Just said her husband is hot.
No, she knows.
Exactly.
She loves it.
She ain't blind.
Yeah, that's right. My husband's fucking hot.
That's my man.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we love it.
But yeah, she knows he's good looking, of course.
Okay, Tommy.
Yeah.
We have a bonus. And if you win this bonus,
thank
God. It's going to even out
the
incorrect ones.
Okay.
Was this said on Big Brother or on Broadway?
Okay.
It was raunchy, like it had a naughty feel to it, but I don't know what was happening.
Oh my God. It was raunchy. Say it one more time. It was raunchy. That's all I heard.
It was raunchy. Okay. Like it had a naughty feel to it, but I don't know what was happening.
Big Brother.
Yeah, you said it.
I said it?
That was you.
Oh my God.
That's why I'm like sweating. My forehead is shiny.
I'm
like,
dead.
Where's my powder? I'm shiny. I'm sweating.
I said that. Oh that my God.
You were saying something about maybe a dream you about had Nick. About Nick.
Oh my God, I did say that. That's right.
It was raunchy and a naughty
when
feel
you
to
were,
it.
When you were just there thinking so hard, I was sweating. I was like, no, come on.
No, I really didn't button. Know. That was really a 50-50 guess right there. Like, I really, it could have gone either way.
That is so good.
Actually, the only reason why I guessed Big Brother is because the last one was Broadway. So yeah. I was like, maybe this will be Big Brother. It yeah, was really like- a guess.
That is so good. And it was you. Well, you got 100% with the bonus. It all evened out.
I only got two wrong. Two wrong out of seven. Not bad.
So, okay, well, we'll just give you the 100. See, yeah, I'm not good at I'm not good at math. I'm like, oh, he got 100.
Fractions. Yeah, like 2 out of 7. Not bad. All right.
Fractions.
That's 5 out of 7 correct. We're good.
Congratulations. Yeah. 2 out of 7 on Big Brother or Broadway.
Yes, I have to come back. We have to play again.
And, we have to do like a survival jobs reunion like they do for the reality shows.
Yeah.
With all of our past guests. That's
I love
fun.
That.
Oh, yeah, live, Jason. At the Green Room 42.
Yes.
Okay, woo! It's happening. See you in the fall.
I love you both. Thank you both so much.
Wait,
this was so much fun.
Before you go.
Yes. Before I go, tell me anything.
You got to
yes.
share your socials so people can
drop
follow
it.
You.
Absolutely.
So I can follow you.
Yes, me too. I got to follow you back. It's at Tommy Bracco is most of my socials. On TikTok, it's at Tommy _ Bracco. But everything else is just at Tommy Bracco.
Love that.
It. Yeah.
Love that. And if you're tuning in because you're a Tommy fan and you don't follow us at Survival Jobs, a podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Send us an email, survivaljobspod@gmail.com. Follow my boy Jason at Jason A. Coombs. And I'm Sammy Toots.
Woo!
Thank you,
Tommy. I love you.
Oh, I
this
love
was
you
amazing.
Both. It was so good to meet you, Jason. Oh my God,
you
you're amazing. And you have that same warm energy that you were saying that I have. That's so sweet.
You,
you have it too. And Sam, I love you so much. You're
I
the best.
Love you.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for you. This is so great. This is amazing.
Thank you. We're happy. We're having a good time. Shout out to the frogs. Shout out to the frogs.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tommy.
I love you both. Thank you. This was so much fun. Thanks for dealing with my in and out of the craziness, but I'm glad it worked out.
We love the craziness.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.